Okay, let's go back now, and we're going to cover our follow-up or our second call with our long-distance prospects. So we just covered local. Now we're going to cover long-distance. And whether this is an A, a B, or a C, it's the same thing. So the prospect has received the introduction CD, you've sent it to them, and they should have listened to it by now. Of course, when we sent it to them, we confirmed that they would listen to it by Wednesday, by Friday, by Monday, whatever time we both agreed to, or you both agreed to. So let's just say we agreed with our long-distance prospect that they would listen to it by Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And they, again, are listening to the intro CD. We then called as scheduled, and we would say something like this. Hey, Sally, this is Chris. Just giving you a quick call, as I said I would. So what did you think of the information on the CD? Pause. 1, 2, 3. Don't keep talking. Allow a break so Sally can talk, so she can respond to your question. Hey, Sally, this is Chris. Just giving you a quick call, as I said I would. So what did you think of the information on the introduction CD? Pause. 1, 2, 3. Allow Sally a break so she can talk. Then it really is exactly the same process as a local prospect. If Sally says she's not interested, then we say thanks, no big deal, etc., etc. Now, let me add one thing here. Ask Sally for the CD back. Ask her to mail it back to you. If she says that she has no interest, she's not interested, ask her for the CD back. This will pay you dividends down the road with your follow-up with Sally. She now goes in your tickler file, and this will pay dividends. Mail it back. You're going to do exactly the same thing with a local prospect in the event that they had no further interest after the first exposure stage. If a local prospect says they have no further interest at any point, be it the intro CD, your wish is your command, no big deal. You're going to swing by their house to pick up the CD. In the event that it's long distance, then you're going to ask them to mail it back to you. In the event that Sally says something like this, well, Chris, it sounds great. I'd like to hear more. Then what we're going to do, we're going to make precise arrangements. And we're using the word precise. We're going to make precise arrangements to send her your wish is your command. Also, letting her know at this point that you're going to give her a call after 7 days of her receiving your wish of your command. It's not like a local prospect where we're going to be dropping it off. At this point, we want to let her know we're going to be sending it to her. She'll receive it by whatever day. And then from 7 days after her receiving it, we're going to give her the follow-up call. And we'll say it something like this. So, Sally, you should receive it by Wednesday. So how about I give you a call the following Wednesday to see what you think? Let's say 7 o'clock in the evening. How's that sound? Then we send Sally your wish is your command, and from that point forward, it's exactly the same process as a local prospect. We follow up after 7 days of them receiving your wish is your command and have exactly the same conversation as we would with a local prospect, with the exception that if some point she says she's not interested, we're going to ask her to mail it back. Okay, now you've had a lot of information on this CD. Hope you've taken really good notes. Let's move on to the next CD.